So we are here in the Game Science booth talking to Kevin Cook, who you may recognize his name as the owner of, yes, that's right, the world's largest dice collection. Thank you, Kevin, for taking a little bit of time out of your busy day to talk to us here at the Spiel.
You're quite welcome.
So I guess the first question is, what is the current standing total of the quantity of dice that you have at right now?
The current inventory is 27,474.
Wow. That's insane. I thought I was doing good with a few thousand. You are absolutely amazing. So when did your fascination with dice actually start?
Oh, around 77 when I first started playing D&D.
Excellent. And now you go out of your way to get every die on the planet, right?
That I can, yes.
Excellent. So what are some of the favorite dice in your collection?
I love almost every die ever produced from Q Workshop.
Excellent.
They're the most beautiful dice I have ever seen.
I agree.
But I only play when I game with Game Science dice.
Excellent. Is there any other... Now, you don't collect the games at all, right? You just want to get the dice out of them and...
Unfortunately, I have to collect the games at times because the only way I'm going to get the dice is if I purchase the game.
So we don't see anything about the games online. Does that mean you have a gargantuan game collection?
I have a large bedroom full of boxes minus dice.
I think the listeners would be interested just in the logistics of a collection of that size in terms of how they're stored. Are they, if you just get a fancy to look through your collection, are they out in a way that you can access, you know, a random die from your collection at a moment's notice, or is it more involved than that?
It's more involved than that. They're stored in Rubbermaid containers, everything from... I believe the smallest is about a 1 quart, and the largest is the 45-gallon rolling Rubbermaid tote.
Wow.
And the way that if I get a whim to look at a particular die, and I do, I look it up in the database. In the database, it tells me what container it's in. I first check the picture of it, because if the picture alone can do it, I do it. Otherwise, I go to the shelf, pull out the container, start digging.
This sounds very familiar.
I feel very good now because that's very similar to the way I do it. So now I feel good about that. So is there a Holy Grail die out there that you know of that you're really in search of?
Well, funny you ask. There was a young lady who was just here who was talking about another D100 that is not the Game Science D100.
Wow.
Both Luzaki and I have heard that there are one or two other companies that had made them in the either early 80s, late 70s. Everyone says, my brother has it, or I remember it. This young lady says, I have the pieces of it.
Wow.
Because she was looking to replace it because it belonged to someone else and her sister or somebody broke it.
Oh, no.
I am very anxious to see what the pieces look like.
Absolutely.
Just so I can see what this thing might have been. Another grail is always a set of dice called Mercury Tappers. They were illegal dice, primarily made in the 20s or 30s, back when dice were opaque. And you had mercury in them, and you could tap them, and it would cause the mercury to fall down to a particular face. Then you could roll, you know, whatever hit the number that you are looking for in craps, and then you would turn them 90 degrees and spin them, the mercury, due to capillary action, would come back to the center of the die and it would roll true.
Oh, that's excellent. I can see why everybody would want a pair of those. Those are neat. Those are, and I also have to thank you very much, because many times you have saved my butt when I've had some dice and I could not figure out what they were. I've gone to your website, found the pictures, and usually have listed where they came from.
Oh, yeah.
And that has saved my bacon many times.
So it's a great resource that you're providing, not just for yourself as a collector, but I think for everybody around the world who's interested in dice, that they should use your site that way. I'm sure you get a lot of feedback to that effect.
And that's the point. I try to use something along the line of the container it's stored in, the manufacturer, and then describe, say it came from a game, the name of the game, and then, you know, if it's a blue die or a red die or something like that, that way the URL directly tells you what it is.
Awesome. Now, is there, obviously, acquiring all these dice over the years, do you have a story that of just a great way that you've acquired a die or a pair of dice? Something that's a little out of the ordinary.
Okay, yes, I do. For some reason, I was just surfing the web, and I found a geocache near my house. Someone had picked up a pair, because I don't know how geocaching works exactly. Some friends this weekend told me sort of how it works.
Okay.
But it was a pair of Microsoft dice that were placed in that geocache by a person named Kevin Cook.
Oh, hey.
Well, I work for Oracle Corporation. We're the second largest software company in the world. So I took a chance. I emailed kevin.cook@microsoft.com and asked him, were you the person who put this in there? And he said, yes, I was.
Wow.
And I asked him, can you get me another pair of these? And he said, I sure can. What's your address? And I offered to send him a pair of Oracle dice that I had had custom made by ChessX. Uh-huh. But he's not a collector. He just happened to have them and just dropped them in.
I was going to wonder if you had a doppelganger out there, another Kevin Cook who's as into dice as you.
No, unfortunately not.
Well, that's excellent. We really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to talk to us about your dice collection. It's a pleasure to meet you, and thank you again for your time.
Thank you much. I've always wanted to interview with you.
Excellent.